Thank you, Marie. Right. This is rather serious, folks. Talking news update by Paul Southers. Ooh, makes me wonder. In last month's edition, I made an announcement that the trustees were considering ceasing production, primarily due to the number of listeners falling below a level that is considered viable for the time taken to put it together each month. There does not appear to have been much reaction to the announcement, as far as I am aware, and the number of pouches returned after the April edition fell to an all-time low of only 8. We said that we would make a final decision at the July meeting of trustees, but I just wanted to make you, our readers, aware that the demise of Talking News for Todmorden is looking inevitable. The falling number of listeners is also unfortunately reflected in attendance at Todmorden Society for the Blind events since the COVID pandemic. We have also lost several key long-standing volunteers this year, including our roving reporters John Hodgson and Christine Ward, magazine editor and stalwart volunteer Peter Gibson is also retiring at the 2024 AGM, finding new volunteers for the more demanding roles has been an issue for some time now. But it is even harder to ask somebody to give up their valuable time to serve a dwindling off audience. I am also a trustee of Age Concern Todmorden, and going forward, I anticipate that charity working in collaboration with Halifax Society for the Blind will be the local support destination for our listeners. I understand our Talking News will be missed by our remaining listeners, but hope you understand the reasons behind our decision. Paul Southers, Chairman, Talking Newspaper for Todmorden.